fellow viewers, this is your girl Shaquan Simmons, host of Oh Baby, and welcome to my first episode. Today I'm here with Percy, who's also my boyfriend, and we're gonna have just a discussion on relationships. So to open up this discussion, what do you think is the foundation, or dare I say, what a relationship is based upon, basically?
I feel like a lot of people in the youth today, they are scared to jump into relationships, either from the factors of bad child support from their parents, from their grandparents, from their guardians, or what they've been seeing on movies and things like that. And I feel like a lot of people misjudge relationships, I think. What would you say?
I think that relationships, okay, now we're talking about romantic relationships, not just relationships with family and friends. We're talking about romantic relationships. So you tell me all the time that this relationship between us is based upon trust, love, and commitment, right? So what can you say about that?
Definitely. I wouldn't go into a relationship talking about nonsense. If I really wanted to have a side woman, I would have had a side woman. The fact that I jumped straight into a perfect relationship with you that I am fully grateful for now, we had to have started with communication. And to be able to communicate with somebody easily, you need to be able to trust them and be compassionate and relaxed. And I feel like me and you, when we were even in our geography class when we first met and we were just having normal conversations where you're asking me for advice, you trusted me from there. You trusted me enough to open up and say to me, listen, Percy, I don't know what I should be doing, or I don't know what direction I should be doing. And honestly, I was just that simple guy that you could come to even wait for me in the geography class and being like, Percy, I'm so glad you came to class now.
Yeah. So background story. Percy was actually my advisor, my relationship advisor. Obviously not, what do you call it when somebody is... Not a professional, no, not a professional in the field, obviously, but I just go to him like as a friend. And at the time I was in a relationship, so I'd go to him and be like, look, this is what's happening and I don't know what to do. And yeah, that's when we started talking a lot, and I actually fell out of love with that person. That sounds so dick of me, but that's what happened.
But being dick is the new word of being real, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of things.
And the new thing about being real with each other is sometimes you have to be a dick to open your eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people learn to manipulate you. And yes, I do have a hashtag going around, either with Dear Relevance or hashtag Learn to Manipulate. Those are my companies that I'm going to start working with. But at the same time, I feel like at that stage in your life, you felt like you were being manipulated.
Yeah, obviously, but not for the good.
Not for the good. So like what actually made you want to get out of a relationship and jump into something with somebody?
Well, you remember. I was hard to get and I was skeptic.
Guys, she was hard to get, but she is the easiest person I can really love and actually really enjoy my times with, you know? Like, honestly, we've been together for nearly 3 years, and it took me a year to meet her family, but already her mother and I play 30 seconds and we love each other, you know? And we've had so many lunch breaks, and she was from being scared of eating in front of me to eating my whole lunch.
Wait, what do you guys think of this? Like, is it just me? Or when you enter into a new relationship, you're so scared to, like, even eat or show any hint of imperfection.
She used to go to the bathroom and, like, even fix herself before she came and see me.
Yeah, and now I'm just like, whatever, I don't even care anymore. Like,
now she's even talking to me about Percy, what about the makeup, brother? What you say, my brother? And I'm like, my brother, I enjoy you very naturally, you know, because you can see we're able to do this. As much as people are so serious, I see her with a smile right now, and that's what I really go for every day, and that's trust, love, and commitment. You know, I'm committed to her to give her the best. Even like 5 minutes ago, I even told her, listen, baby, I'm feeling very insecure, you know, about why I'm feeling insecure, why I've been feeling anxious, you know. And she just really jumped onto my lap and actually told me that I've got nothing to worry about, you know. And honestly, yes, from my past, I get insecure, I suffer from anxiety. And she's actually one person that's even saying to me that she'll even come with me to my doctor's appointments and we talk about...
For me, what it has done for me is open up a lot of doors where I feel more secure in a relationship. And I think that's like what is, what's the word that I'm looking for? Needed?
No.
What's the most necessary in a relationship to feel that security, to feel like this is something that's going to last for a long time? Okay, we're going off track. We're talking about relationships in specific. And what do you think really stimulates a relationship? What do you think keeps it going for over a
I feel
year,
like
let's
being able to
say?
have your feet on the ground, you know, like honestly, people, I feel like in the beginning of relationships, people say, I'm sky high for you. But honestly, you're not living in the sky, you're living in on the earth, you know, you're living in the earth, you're living in Johannesburg, Gauteng, you see.
Some people aren't.
Okay,
Hopefully,
sorry.
we'll have
But,
international listeners.
well, right now, for now, we're looking at people in general, our friends,
Yeah.
our school colleagues, you know, and things like that. Next year, we're jumping into universities, and people honestly are still scared. And what keeps people going is honestly connection, commitment, and communication. So the three C's, super C, you know? you
Yeah.
got Shaquania, she's a super C, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that, okay, for me, let's talk about, what are you doing?
No, I'm just
Okay,
checking,
let's
go.
talk about having, okay, us going our separate ways next year.
Wow, okay.
I didn't mean it like that. What I mean is, like, you're going to this institution, I'm going to another institution. So obviously, it's gonna take a toll on us, basically. Like, how often we see each other, and our schedules are going to be totally different.
But I feel like every time people like, I also get a little bit annoyed when you always try and plan things. Like they say, like mother, like daughter. Like my mother and her are like people that always try and plan things. And
Yeah,
I'm just,
planners.
yeah. And I'm just one that actually goes with the flow. From the moment I wake up, I either jump onto my couch or I just find a new artist to listen to, you know, and then I take my day from there, you know. And I really just want to be able to see as much as possible. Actually start planning for our new house together and our new family, you know. We've already started so many things. And just really keep to what we have. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's going to be a new adaptation, but
As
everything
much
comes with simplicity.
as stimulating as this relationship has been, as long as we have been together, like, what do you think has kept us? Like, what do you think we still need in order to not lose that connection next year? Like, how do relationships actually remain once being separated? It's basically like a long distance relationship, and it sucks.
I feel like the only thing we can do to keep us going is just being us. Honestly, just being us
Often there's
and.
times where love is not enough, and just being us is not enough. So,
But how have we gotten to nearly 3 years if we haven't had complete love, unconditional love, which I always tell you that I have for you, and just being us, where I can laugh, you can be in the shower with me, you can, you know, things like that. We can watch a movie together. You know, things like that. I really just feel like you can be my best friend as much as being the best girlfriend, you
so
know.
it's kind of like having a best friend in your life, where
You can tell I love you.
I tell my friends I love them.
Well, I don't share food with anybody besides you and my uncle, so it's family that I share my food with besides. And my friends always tell me I'm a bitch because I don't share my burgers, my sweets, my cool drink. Well, I share my cool drink, but not anything else.
But I think,
But
like,
with you, I even
once.
pack
Yeah,
a
we
lunch.
have anyone who knows us that, or sees us at school knows that we have buffets on buffets. Like, first break and second break. And I don't know, we're just foodies. But for real, I think that in order for this relationship to last longer than it has been, I think we need to do more than just being ourselves. We need to put a lot of energy and not a lot of investments into this, you know. That cannot be
I feel like we're going
extracted.
very, very off topic because right now we're
No,
talking.
it's what's stimulating a relationship.
And what's stimulating a relationship, not our relationship? You know, what stimulates a relationship is honestly the foundations. And if you don't get your foundations right and always look for the lovey-lovey things, like when we were fighting for a complete 2 weeks, what kept us together and not say, listen here, I'm done? You know, in your perspective,
Yeah,
what gave you?
what actually does that? I don't know how to answer that.
It's unconditional love. Because honestly, when I tell you I love you, or because for me to love you, there was a time for me to
But
hate you.
doesn't unconditional love fade eventually? Like, what about divorce?
Unconditional love, like honestly, you can tell me that you love me over the phone, but I won't feel it as much as when you tell me in person, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. How do you keep a relationship long lasting? That's the thing. I think you both need to have an idea of what you want out of the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, because it can't be one person who brings the entire meal to the table and
Both
the
your
other
heart.
just brings what?
A
A
pup.
sweet.
They bring a pup. What you say? They only bring a pup. Where's the vorse? You know, pup vorse, and
Just
what's that
rice.
chakalaka or
Just
whatever?
rice. No gravy, nothing.
No,
Not
honestly,
even cooked rice.
I feel like you both need to be able to put your hearts on the table and say, whatever you do with my heart, just know it's going to be long lasting, and that's what I want from you. Is a
Yeah.
long-lasting love, honestly.
What more can we say on this?
Maybe I just want to hear comments on what people view on
Yeah,
me.
what do you guys think? Like, what really stimulates a relationship? For those who are single as well, we'd love to hear your point of view as well, 'cause you guys aren't marginalized to this conversation.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for listening to me. But
Us,
please,
thank you for
oh,
listening to us. This
sorry
is your
for.
first episode that I've brought to you of Oh Baby, and I thank you for all the love and support that I have been
Around us.
receiving.
But
And
listen, I also want to thank you guys for following. To please actually follow me on hashtag learn to manipulate and dear relevant,
what
which,
social media?
yes,
What
Instagram.
social media? Oh, okay.
Instagram, WhatsApp, you'll be able to get
You
my,
can't.
or whatever you guys want to do, you know.
Okay, on Instagram, I'm Shaquan S, and on Twitter, I don't know my Twitter username. I'll actually link it all in the description or the details.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening.